Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos, and I'll be calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. How you doing today, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. Today, I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, sir, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir. You want to help me out today, sir?
Sure.
Okay, sir. Am I speaking to Brian Cornwell?
Correct.
Thank you. So now, I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote at all?
I'm definitely going to have to vote, yeah.
Thank you, sir. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
You said, did I or am I?
No. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else, sir?
Oh, unfortunately, Biden, yeah.
So just to be sure, represent everybody, may I ask for your race?
Mixed, I guess.
So mixed race? Because we have white.
Yeah.
Okay, white, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or mixed race?
Just for Hispanic.
Hispanic? Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your age, sir?
29.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, where you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I guess semi-conservative.
So we have somewhat or very?
Do somewhat.
Somewhat conservative?
Yeah.
All right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied? We have dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue that is for you to have the focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's important at all. Okay, so you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Now, first on the list, we have reducing crime and gun violence. So 0, not important at all, 5, somewhat important, or 10, most important.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. What you thinking about that one?
0, not important.
Okay. Fighting inflation and the improvement of the economy.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
5.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
0. I mean, never hear anybody really talk about that.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden's doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
Will you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using this scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50 means that you not feel particularly warm or cold, more like neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Okay, sir?
Got it.
If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just please tell me, okay?
Okay.
So we have the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
And you said pretty much 100 is like
warm,
confident and comfortable with them.
Correct.
Mm, don't know. I think they kind of sketch. I would do 50, I guess.
50? Okay.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Zero.
Republicans in Congress.
Let's say like probably 80.
Thank you, sir. Now, I want you to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should focus on. For each, I want you to rate from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for you, the FDA to focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it is important at all. Okay?
Okay.
You can use any number from 0 to 10. So first on the list is reducing opioid abuse. In addition, including fentanyl.
So 10 would be what again?
Sorry. Okay, let's see here. 10 would be most important, 5 somewhat important, 0 is not important at all.
I would have thought they would have solved this problem by now, so I guess 10.
Thank you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're ever going to do anything about that. I don't know. I'd probably say, like 3, I guess. I don't know.
Thank you, sir. Preventing underage tobacco use.
I would do 0. I don't think that's a problem.
Okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
0.
Thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering mm-hmm. this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 or over? So how you say you strongly you strongly support or strongly oppose ban?
Guess it's 50. I mean, I would think they'd be more focused on our food rather than tobacco.
So will you say support or oppose?
I would say I really don't care, to be honest. So I don't know if there's a middle ground.
Okay, but if you had to choose?
So one more time. What exactly is the question?
Yes. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 or over?
I guess oppose.
And somewhat or strongly, sir?
So that would pretty much make tobacco completely illegal and not accessible to anybody, right?
Yes, because it says here that it's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21.
Oh, so that's saying for people under the age of 21.
No, but for this question here, it says that considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, I would do oppose. Strongly oppose, I guess.
Okay. And now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Support or oppose?
I guess oppose.
Okay, somewhat or strongly, sir?
I guess somewhat.
Okay. Regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? So will you say much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
I don't know. I don't even think it's an important subject. So I really don't know how to answer this question.
But like, if you were to say, like just answer something, or like, if you were to choose something, like, what would you say? And also, your answers are strictly confidential also, sir.
Well, I'm not really worried about that. I'm just more like, I don't know.
what would you think, like, if you had to choose, though?
I guess it would affect people. I mean,
some people. But banning products, adults 21 or older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I guess I would say more harm. I don't know.
So more harm, somewhat, or much more?
Somewhat.
Okay. So regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older should be a top priority for the federal government, or other issues more important right now?
There's way more important issues, yeah.
Okay. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? So I'm going to read you two statements, okay, sir?
Okay.
So just, I'm going to read two statements. You can choose which one is the government should focus its efforts on, okay?
Okay.
Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco used by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products most cost prohibitive. The second statement is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and help adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
The second one?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say will come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome, okay?
Okay.
So now, the first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. So are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned about these issues?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty concerning. It's going to create mafias, watch.
Okay, now, second statement is, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
Very concerned, or someone concerned about that issue?
Very concerned.
An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. An immediate loss of over $45 billion.
Yeah, that's very concerning.
Thank you, sir. So let me explain, sir. It's very, very appreciated your time, sir. And I really appreciate, like, really the answers, what you're answering, okay? So we're almost done, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you don't agree with the statement at all. So you can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? This is the first statement. Today, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harmful reduction. What do you think about that statement, sir?
Okay, so 10 is I strongly agree.
Yeah,
and 0,
5.
Disagree.
5. And 0 do not agree at all about this statement. But you can choose
I guess
one.
5.
A 5? Somewhat agree?
Yeah.
So the next one is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between a minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might have never turned from. What do you think about that statement, sir? Something to think about.
I don't know. I mean, because there's so many crackhead homeless people who aren't even getting arrested right now. So I guess I would say zero, to be honest. I don't think that's really going to change anything.
Okay. Now, here's the next one. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop from people using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
Dang, that's facts right there. I agree. Strongly agree.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 or over?
So oppose would be oppose them to make it illegal to sell 21 and over, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
No, definitely going to bring more harm.
Much more harm?
Yeah, much more harm, yeah.
And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will not have no impact on your decision on who you vote for? So that is to say, is much more willing impact, someone more willing impact, someone less willing to impact, much less willing to impact, will have no impact at all?
Yeah, it'll definitely impact, yeah.
So we said somewhat more willing or much more willing impact?
Much more willing impact.
Thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? So I'm going to name them, okay?
Yeah.
You can say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
So now, heat not burn tobacco products.
Repeat that?
Yes, heat not burn tobacco products.
Heat not burn, no.
Okay. Pipe tobacco.
No.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Cigars.
Yeah.
Liquor or spirits.
Yeah.
Oral nicotine pouches.
No.
Wine.
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products.
No.
Beer.
No.
Soda or pop.
Yeah, I guess, lately.
Okay, cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
Thank you. So I'm going to switch your gears a little bit. So the last questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
It's like a technical college and then graduate high school.
So, because we have some college or vocational or college graduate, bachelor degree.
I guess some college.
Okay. Are you married, or married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children? Excuse me, do you have any children?
I do,
18?
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I guess working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. And how would you best describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I don't even know what you call it. What would you call it? Just like a apartment with a couple other apartments around, then college, couple grocery stores down the way. What is that, like urban or?
Because you really have three choices here, urban, suburban, or rural. Whichever you think it is, though.
Oh, you know, probably urban.
Urban? All right.
Yeah.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Ooh, no.
Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good night, okay, sir? Thank you.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Damn. Whew. I hit that bitch, bro. I hit that bitch. Yeah.